I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with Paula Whitelock, the owner of Curly Hair Designs. We touch base on how she has been dealing with the pandemic, holding up her business, and much more.
My name is Paula Whitelock. I am a curly hair specialist, salon owner, educator. I am a singer-songwriter.
So can you tell me about your business and how long you've been established in Ottawa?
I opened Curly Hair Designs in 2010. It was originally known as Hair Designs by Paula. And in 2014, we rebranded to Curly Hair Designs. And so it's 11 years in business this year. I'm so proud. Yes.
How were you impacted by the provincial lockdown imposed on December 26th of 2020?
Well, we had to stop taking the clients that we had scheduled for the 27th and the days forward. It's now February 1st, and I'm like, are we going back on the 9th, the 19th? Like, what date is it? So I think this time it's a little bit different than it was the first several months. I was graciously able to receive the grants, the small business grant that has been going around. So that's been a big relief. That's been a huge, huge relief. And I think that the impact a lot of the time is more so emotional than anything. You know, I think that the finances, you can kind of, the wage subsidies and the rent subsidies, and there's different ways to kind of have that, you know, be something that helps over time. But now I really am focused on keeping my mindset in a space of creation and of gratitude and of abundance. So I'm now working on Curls Understood, the Academy, and building the online platform for that. So we are hosting live classes every other week. I do have a bubble that happens to have curly hair, so I'm able to use some of the people that are in my circle to, you know, use as live models. And Rhea and I are actually in the shop twice a week, just being sure that we're keeping up on training and even just keeping our minds in tune with, you know, being in the salon again when it does come. It's been an interesting month plus of lockdown this time around. Yeah, but definitely different from the first.
Aside from the lockdown, like the stay-at-home order as well, would you say that it made things worse? Or
I think, though, that, you know, what we're seeing is, like, I know for myself, it hasn't changed so much in the sense of it's not like I was really going anywhere in the first place, even when there wasn't a lockdown. So, like, we go to the shop and we come home and, you know, I go get my groceries and I come home. And so it's very, like, minimal kind of movement. So, like, yes, they're asking us to stay at home, but if I need to go outside and, you know, get some air, like, I'm going to do that. So I think that, you know, there's all these kind of rules and regulations that come up to hopefully encourage people not to do things. But when you have, you know, lineups at Walmart and these big box stores, it kind of contradicts what they're asking us to do. So, you know, I really wish that they would close all those big box stores and allow the small businesses to do what we need to do, you know, because we're able to control our numbers. You know, we didn't have more than 4 to 5 people in our space at any one time. And so what I noticed is I'm finding, like, specific times to do things if it isn't a larger store, because it's uncomfortable with all the people that they have in there. And I'm also going, you know, outside of the kind of norms and making sure, well, actually, what is our new norm now, which is buying local. There's so many local businesses that we can support and that need our support right now. So I haven't touched Amazon. You know, I really do my best to look within our community first before going and, you know, doing all of the extra big boxy stuff.
What has been the biggest challenge as a result of the pandemic?
The biggest challenge is probably on the financial end, you know, not being able to create consistent income. and then having to, you know, do the back and forth with our government to see, you know, what we are eligible for, what we're not eligible for, and things like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm a big believer in a solution to, you know, finding a solution to any challenge. So the bigger challenge would be more so just keeping myself accountable when it comes to where is my mind going. You know, I think that to create abundance, you know, whether you are quote unquote living in it or not, you must believe it and know that it's out there for you and it's accessible for, you know, to you. So more than anything, it's just a daily check of mindset and being sure not to kind of fall into like the hamster wheel of work and home and work and home, you know, like what other things, you know, give you joy that we can still do. Like I can still talk to my nephew all the time. I can still call my family and connect with friends on Zoom, and I can still stretch like Woman of Color Yoga Unity. Like they've been a saving grace on Sundays at 6 p.m. I'm there every week, you know? So I think that there's a lot of things that I can do. So my mind is trained to focus on what I can actually do as opposed to fixating on the things that, you know, we don't necessarily have control of.
Speaking of doing all the things that you can do, what are the three main things that you do to stay positive?
I journal, I sing, and I play with my nephew.
And what is a piece of advice that you could give to local businesses experiencing the same thing that you are going through?
If you are not hooked up with an accountant / bookkeeper, please do that. I ran into a old friend the other day, and he asked me for an accountant, and I was like, perfect, I have the person for you. So Devine from SWF Solutions was who I referred. And so I think that, you know, for her, she actually texts me and she was like, what, I need this piece of information so I can apply for this for you. And so she aligns me with things that sometimes I don't even know are out there. So I think it really comes down to researching and seeing what are you eligible for, because, you know, we do have resources all around us, whether they be grants, whether they be like whatever they may be. There are solutions, and I do hope and pray that every business out there does their best to look at what they can do and call on their patrons, you know, to help. I ask my clients to purchase products if they can, because that is another way that you can support my business, is by going to curlyhairdesigns.com and purchasing any of the products that we have on the website. So, you know, just looking into other ways to create income, you know, we're really given no other option but to pivot our businesses in ways that we never really even felt like we had the time to or were willing to do. At least I know for myself. So the Curls Understood the Academy has been my saving grace in respects to now having the time to actually think about what do I want to do with this platform and how am I going to raise awareness within it. And so I think pivot, it was the word that I used when, you know, at least for this year. The first lockdown was a different story. I was definitely in much a darker space in that time. But this time around, you know, we know this will end. We don't know when. So until then, we must pivot into any type of avenues that we can. So just keep on reaching out to people around you and asking people, whether they're in your circle or not, you know, this is a time to build circles as well. You know, I've connected with a lot of new people. And so it's just a time to really pivot into whatever else it may be for you, because there is something else out there for you. So just don't lose hope. Keep the faith.
Speaking of your Curly Academy, Curly Hair Academy, right?
Mm-hmm. Curls Understood the Academy, yes.
So how does it work?
So for now, I actually have, you would go to the website and under class registration, that's where you can kind of keep up to date with what classes I do have And then I have another class coming up on February 8th. This class is for the stylist. So I love working with hairstylists because the more knowledge they have, the more they're able to spread the curl love around this planet. So I absolutely love working with parents and kids, but stylists are definitely my main focus. So on that day, we'll be doing a dry cut on coily curls. So more of a kinky hair texture. And then on the 22nd of February, I will be styling and diffusing longer, silkier type curls. So I will be educating live every other week. And then I'll basically be able to bundle up whether you want to purchase a solo class or you want to purchase a bundle. I'm working on creating bundle options so that when you want to learn about a specific curl type, here's the package for you. So I really look forward to building this academy and just being able to present the information that we didn't learn in school. You know, we all recognize that this is a system of oppression and that falls into the hair world as well. So it's very important that we switch the narrative. And for myself as an educator, being able to do that so intentionally, it's been such a beautiful experience. And the last class we had, I had about 30 people attending, and I look forward to just seeing those numbers continue to grow because we're ready to learn a little bit more about ourselves. And the more we, you know, kind of know and understand, the more love we can, you know, we feed into our bodies. And that's really what it comes down to. It's self-love and self-care and just those things that we didn't necessarily know we could do growing up. We're allowed to do them now. And, you know, so it's about unlearning and relearning and kind of feeding that inner child needs that did not necessarily always get met when we were kids. So just reparenting. It's a lot of things. We cover a lot in the classes. It's definitely not just hair.
Aside from, I know like there's the whole pandemic still going on and stuff. But what are you still looking forward to this year?
I'm looking forward to expanding my spiritual being. I'm looking forward to the summertime. I'm looking forward to, I want to say, just growing as a human, honestly. There's so much opportunity to turn things inward and trust myself before looking outward for approval. And I think that in this world of, you know, social media, literally at our fingertips every 2 seconds, I look forward to putting my phone down when my body tells me to put it down. I look forward to rest and I look forward to growth within the business. I look forward to creativity within music. I look forward to expansion in relationships, but really and truly, mostly I look forward to swimming in the summertime.
Today, I was able to speak with singer and songwriter Paula Whitelock, who's also the owner of Curly Hair Designs. We discussed the many ways she copes with the pandemic while being a small business owner. You can support by purchasing her products online, or you can join her classes where you can sign up on curlsunderstoodtheacademy.com. Thank you for tuning in. I am Jamisha Millard. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.